It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. Second hour of a two-hour special fundraising show today, and we're almost halfway to our goal of $10,000. We started at noon with a goal of $10,000 because Amagi Cooper & Associates is going to contribute an additional $1,500 when we reach it. Well, we have $5,940 left to go. We can do this if you call 888-694-6931. We can do this if you go online to kera.org and make a contribution there. My name is Jeff Whittington, and you can call us for the show at 800-933-5372. You can call us, you can email us as well, anything at kera.org, or you can send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And let's go to Marty in Arlington. Marty, you win the Patient Caller of the Week Award. Thanks for calling us at 800-933-5372.
Hi.
Hey there.
My question is about an article that I read this morning that said, it was on the Texas Tribune, and it said that there was going to be a debate between John Cornyn and David Alamiel on the 24th of October, but that it would not be broadcast anywhere in Texas in English, and it would not be broadcast live at all. It's going to be... Universe, I think, was the place that was having it.
You're probably talking about Univision.
Okay, that could be right. It wasn't a familiar name to me. I'm sorry, but anyway, I just don't understand why the Texas voters are not able to listen to a live debate with our senator.
Sure. Well, according to the Dallas Morning News Trailblazers blog, which this was published a couple of weeks ago, says the debate on October 24th will air on Saturday night, October 25th, on Univision stations across Texas, which is a statewide network. Right. The debate will take place in English with Spanish simulcast. Now, I haven't seen the Texas Tribune story, but this is a later Dallas Morning News blog post says that it may be broadcast in Spanish only, and this is under Nicole Stockdale's byline yesterday. So
I believe this was just today that I saw it in the Texas Tribune on their mailing list that I received, so... I don't know when the article was written, and I don't have my computer. I can't look.
Right. Well, it looks like she's saying that the only debates scheduled between Republican U.S. Senator John Cornyn and his Democratic opponent David Alamiel could end up only being broadcast in Spanish.
That's what she's quoting from
another story. So we'll see if we get some other answers on this. We got another hour here, and thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Line open, 800-933-5372. $5,760 left to raise in our $10,000 goal. And we've heard down the hall from Stan Tucker in Fort Worth. Thank you, Stan. Thanks to Jay Brusso in Dallas. Thank you very much, Jay. And thank you to Melinda Polvato in Flower Mound. They've all contributed at 888-694-6931. They've all gone online to kera.org and made a contribution there. And Stephen Becker, producer of the show, is joining me in studio. Hey, Shelley, Stephen's in here. I don't know if you saw him. Okay, good. Stephen's in here. And Stephen, we were talking about some of the hottest topics that we've had recently.
Yeah, I was thinking, since we had a little extra time today, it'd be fun to kind of revisit some of our most requested topics, the answers or the questions that we get most often. I was partly thinking about this because it's actually been right at a little over a year since I've been doing the show. So I feel producing the show, I should say. So I feel like I have a little bit of a handle on the topic areas, but I'd be real curious to bounce them off you to see what you think and how many of these answers you remember off the top of your head, because you get them all the time.
Okay.
And to be fair, some of these are more topic areas that aren't asking for a specific question. For example,
Can I consult the folder of anything definitives?
Well, and I will also say some of these don't have definitive answers, which is part of the fun of the Anything show.
That's right.
And I think these questions actually say, some of them anyway, say a lot about our listeners and have good things to say about our listeners. One of the ones we get almost every week, where can I find a class on fill in the blank. You know, sometimes you're asking for your child. Sometimes it's an
art
adult
welding.
Education class. It can be anything. And I always like getting that question because I think it underscores how KERA listeners and Anything Show listeners specifically are really dedicated to lifelong learning. That's why you tune into the station every week. And it's always fun to try and to put that question out there and see. And we always get a flood of answers back.
Yeah, and we always make the suggestion of the community college district, whether it's Tarrant County, Dallas County, Collin County. They usually have continuing education courses or adult learning courses. We've had the Where Can I Take a Class in Art Welding before, and the Creative Arts Center of Dallas is a suggestion there, as well as the community colleges. So that is a good, we do get that, actually, quite a bit.
Sometimes libraries, too, are places where they hold classes. It might be one-off classes. Next one we get just about every week. We may have had this earlier today, and again, this is a little bit generic, but it's where can I donate my fill-in-the-blank? We get a lot of people asking about medical supplies, which makes a lot of sense. You know, that's a piece of equipment you need for a very specific thing for a very specific time period, then you've got this very valuable piece of equipment that somebody else could really use. We get that all the time. Sometimes the answer is Goodwill, of course, but sometimes people have an item that they want to give to a very specific charity, just like earlier today. That's where it was. It was the electrical engineering books.
Yeah, and there is an organization called the DFW Durable Medical Equipment Exchange of Dallas, which recycles durable medical equipment for those in need. And we've actually heard from their executive director before because they take all that stuff. You can find them online at DFWDMEExchange.org. I'm sure that they would love to hear from you if you have medical supplies or equipment that you need to donate.
All right, so the next one, there's probably a variety of answers to this one, but it seems like every couple of weeks we get some variation on the, does anyone know where I can take my old film or slides or photographs and have them transferred to digital or DVD? Doesn't it seem like we get that at least every few weeks?
We get that a lot. We get the, you know, where can I get my CDs ripped into MP3s? Mm-hmm. Where can I get my LPs digitized? Yeah, we do get that question quite a bit.
And I think one of the most frequent answers, I mean, we hate to just tell people Google it, but the truth is there are a lot of web-based services that are so handy where you just send them all that stuff. You have to take a little bit of a leap of faith that it's going to come back to you, but that they just handle it all online and shoot it back to you. I can't remember the name of the places that we recommend because it's a different place every week, which just tells me there are lots of services out there that do that.
And we've had that about, you know, old videotapes or Super 8 movies. And I know that the folks over at Premiere Video, at, you know, near Mockingbird and 75 do that for film and tape, you know, videotape media. So that is one place that we've heard before that you can take those things and get them transferred to DVD.
All right, so two more to bounce off you. The next one is, how can I get rid of, and normally it's like mosquitoes, ants, spiders, you know, pests, household pests like that. And the reason I find this topic so interesting is, for one, there's always a million different answers. I mean, sometimes, and I can tell you just from answering the phone and emails, oftentimes it's the same answer five times. And we don't put all of those through because we don't need to hear the same answer. But with questions like that, most of the time, people have this wide array of home remedies or stuff that they've experimented with. The other thing I think is interesting about it is we always get into a conversation, okay, well, if you get rid of this one piece of the food chain, let's say, you know, you might want to keep spiders because they take care of flies, or you might want to keep this because it looks after that. That's always, I always find that I learn a lot just hearing from what the listeners respond to that.
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember who on Twitter suggested the diatomaceous earth drinking game while listening to Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. And then you got to throw in beneficial nematodes as well, because we get those recommendations on pest control all the time.
And the third part of the trinity there is, of course, fox urine. Fox urine is a frequent answer.
Yeah, the idea of changing the name of the show to Fox Urine, I think, was your suggestion.
Critter Talk. Occasionally we get into deep Critter Talk.
Critter Talk, yeah.
And then kind of similar, the last one that we get is how do I get rid of that dead animal smell? I had an animal die in my attic. I had an animal die in my in between my drywall and the bricks. And the most frequent answer we get to that actually seems to be coffee grounds. Have you noticed that? A lot of people suggest using coffee grounds to soak up bad smells.
If you can't get the offending corpse removed, yes. But and maybe in addition to getting it out. I mean, getting it out is the best thing to do, or finding somebody to get it out. But if you can't get it out, yeah. I mean, you got to mitigate the smell.
Anyway, those are the ones we get questions to very frequently, and which, of course, makes me naturally wonder if there's any questions out there that have been thrown out to the show that listeners feel like maybe we haven't gotten a definitive answer to that you want to throw back out there. This would be a great time to do that.
Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Thank you, Stephen. And down the hall, we're getting reminded that we do have a challenge in play here. $10,000 goal by 2 o'clock. We've got to raise $10,000 by 2 o'clock to be able to accept a $1,500 contribution from Ann McGee Cooper and Associates. They're challenging you to support KERA today. And we've heard from a few of you. We've got $5,400 left to raise by 2 o'clock. We've gotten there thanks in part to Carla and Franklin Heron in 40. Thank you so much, Carla and Franklin. Thanks to Nick and Heather Chelf in Mesquite. Really appreciate it, Nick and Heather. And Carrie and Robin Gotcher in Burleson. Thank you, Carrie and Robin. How about you? Give us a call at 888-694-6931 or go online to kera.org and make your contribution. Don't forget, you're automatically entered when you contribute into the Studio Movie Grill exclusive unlimited annual pass for two, 1 year, two people, unlimited movies. Somebody's going to win this, and it could be you. You're automatically entered to win when you call and make a contribution at 888-694-6931. You're automatically entered when you join online at kera.org. And if you've already given this year, if you're a current member, hey, an additional gift will help you. We'll get you entered. We'll help out the station, and it'll help us make this challenge. So please be the next one to call, 888-694-6931. I want to thank Teresa Rosprim and Flower Mound for calling, for going online and joining today. And Teresa says, I'm giving to KERA because it's the best source of balanced news and information. She says, we enjoy the full lineup at KERA and believe it is the best of any public radio station that we've supported. Well, Teresa, thank you so much for your contribution today. Also, thanks to David Rodriguez and Carrollton. David, really appreciate it. Thanks to David Viramontes and Anna. David, really appreciate your contribution. And Kathy Hartman in Denton, thank you so much, Kathy, for calling 888-694-6931 or for giving online at kera.org. Getting an update now, we are below the $5,000 mark. $4,605 left to raise by 2 o'clock. About 40 minutes to do it, so call now, 888-694-6931. Go online to kera.org. Make your gift of support. Make it count today. Ann McGee Cooper and Associates is going to give $1,500 additional dollars to KERA when we raise this last $4,605. Hey, this would be a great time if you've been thinking about joining at the Friends $1,500 level. You know, if we heard from one or two of you, maybe it's time for you to renew your Friends membership. Please do it right now. Help us make this $4,600 remaining dollars to raise by 2 o'clock. Give us a call at 888-694-6931 or go online to katyari.org. You can call with your questions, your answers, your thoughts on the timeless questions of anything at 800-933-5372. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. The email address, anything@kera.org. You can also send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Alan tweeted, shout out to Diatomaceous Earth and Beneficial Nematodes. So we got that. Steve says, fish trucks. We haven't had that question in a while. And that used to be kind of like the ultimate recurring question on the show. Why am I seeing this truck with the word fish on it? Or the faded out letters, fish. And I always thought that it was because who would want to buy a truck that had been used to transport fish, right, without knowing about it? Like, you'd want to know that it carried fish around. But it's actually a Texas Parks and Wildlife. This is what we heard on the show. It's actually a Texas Parks and Wildlife regulation because game inspectors need to be able to, you know, check the fish, make sure that, you know, you're carrying fish that you're allowed to carry. So makes sense to me. We also get the question a lot about, what is this nitrogen tank doing on the side of the road? That is a very regularly recurring question. We get a lot of questions about highway construction here in North Texas. No surprise there. And we also get the question, this is also not a surprise, we get the question about what are they building at the corner of blank and blank, which also isn't a surprise because people are moving here by the thousands every month, and we are building places for them to live and work. So if you have a favorite recurring question that maybe we haven't answered, or just a question, call us at 800-933-5372. If you have a favorite radio station, I think you do, you can support it right now with a phone call to 888-694-6931, where we are still looking for $4,275 left to raise to meet this challenge today. Ann McGee Cooper and Associates will give $1,500 to the station when KTRA listeners donate $10,000 during Anything You Ever Wanted to Know today. Thanks to Ann McGee Cooper and Associates for making this challenge, but we want to thank you when you call 888-694-6931 or when you give at kera.org. Elaine Lutke and Hurst, thank you so much, Elaine, made a contribution. Tom and Debbie Rodas in Dallas, thank you, Tom and Debbie. And thanks to Michelle Butler and Craig Jones in Addison. Michelle, Craig, thank you very much for helping us get to $4,275 left to raise. I think we can make it. But we got to hear from you right now at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. And don't forget, you're automatically entered to win an unlimited annual pass for two to Studio Movie Grill when you donate today. We're going to draw this, I think, tomorrow. So don't miss out on that opportunity. Up next on the phones at 800-933-5372 is Dale in Weatherford. Hello, Dale.
Hello.
Hi there.
I just wanted to remind you that we have a great community college in Weatherford when you're giving out that as an answer. Also, our ISD has a great community education program.
Very good. Well, Dale, thanks so much for calling.
Sure thing.
All right. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Mark in Fort Worth. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, hi. I have an answer for that where it says fish on the back of trailers.
Yeah.
That actually stands for Federally Inspected Shipping and Handling. Because not all those trucks are carrying fish. You'll notice they'll be carrying other stuff.
That's a new answer we've heard on that. So
Yeah, I'm in the trucking business.
Well, thanks very much for calling.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372, let's talk to Dave in Dallas. Hello, Dave.
Yeah. I was Googling Ebola on a computer on Google, mm-hmm. and it popped up that there's a patent, a U.S. patent, owned by CDC. For Ebola virus. I thought that's weird.
Well,
anybody explain that?
Well, there's a lot of information on the internet that is worth looking into, of course. But where did you see this?
It's on Google as well as some other sites that I looked at.
Right. What site did you see referencing the patent?
I'm sorry?
What website did you see referencing the patent?
U.S. Government Patent Office.
Hmm. All right. Well, we'll see if somebody knows. It might have something to do with, you know, working on a treatment or working on a vaccine. We'll see if somebody knows. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. This is an email from Anthony. in Plano, who wants to know, does anybody know anything about lucid nightmares where the dream isn't discernible from reality? He says, I've been having a dream where a figure is standing near my bed, but I can't tell if I'm already awake or not. Does anybody know what causes that? All right, well, we've asked. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Don't forget, we've got a challenge in play today. Down the hall, Ann McGee Cooper and Associates is challenging you to support this public radio station today. They believe in it, obviously. They obviously think that smart people listen to KERA, informed people listen to KERA. I think you probably agree, since you listen to KERA. Here's the deal. Ann McGee Cooper and Associates will give $1,500 to the station when KERA listeners and Anything You Ever Wanted to Know listeners donate $10,000 during the show today. Now, we started at noon with a goal of $10,000. We're at 1:30 right now, and we've got $3,895 left to go. I think we can make this if we hear from you right now at 888-694-6931. We need to hear from you right now at kera.org. Half an hour left, $3,800 and change left to raise. Give us a call at 888-694-6931. I want to thank Lauren and Andy Hollinger. Maybe it's Hollinger in Bedford. Lauren and Andy, thank you so much. Thanks to Don Janch in Addison. Don, really appreciate your contribution. And Karen and Tom Wiseman in Dallas. Tom, Karen, thank you so much for either calling 888-694-6931 or for contributing at kera.org. Up next on the phone at 800-933-5372, we have Judy calling from Dallas. Hello, Judy.
Hi.
Hey there. Go right ahead.
Okay. I live in a Fox and Jacobs accent home that was built either in 1959 or 1960. And I've been trying to find some resource that would show me what's under the drywall? Where are all the electrical lines running? Things like that. I tried last year online, and read a lot of comments saying that this just was not available. And I'd like to, you know, I don't want to give up yet.
Right.
I don't want to go up in the attic, but I'd like to know where the attic goes all the way through and what are the barriers up there. Just sort of like, what's the bones?
Right, so
of
you're
the house.
you're looking for blueprints.
Well, not I don't know. Well, those aren't available either, apparently. But I don't. Would a blueprint show all the electrical lines and everything?
I think so. I'm not a builder or a designer, but I think it would. And it seems like if it's a Fox and Jacobs house, they were one of the early, you know, big developers here,
right,
in the area, that those could be somewhere. Have you checked at the library by any chance?
Actually, no, I haven't.
I mean, it might be worth a shot just to see if there's any kind of reference.
Okay, I was also wondering if perhaps would there be a county office, like where you would register title and stuff to a house?
Yeah,
would
like
they
have
the any
permit
resources?
The permit office, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, those are possibly a couple of good suggestions. We'll see if we get some more for you.
Okay.
All right. Hey,
thank
thanks
you
for calling,
much.
Judy.
Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Susan did that. Susan says, fish truck is my fave question of all time. So there you go, Susan. A couple of other questions that leap to mind, other than what is that thing they're building, or a highway building question, or what's the tank on the side of the road for, or, oh, by the way, the tank on the side of the road, the nitrogen tank, it's hooked up to communications, like fiber optic communications and communications lines, to dry them out, because it, you know, just pushes the moisture out, the pressure does. At least that's what we've heard on the show. Another question we used to get all the time that I think we declared unanswerable was the whole nine yards. Where does the whole nine yards come from? And we had, and I guess dressed to the nines may also work into that, although it might be a completely different etymology. the whole nine yards was always one of my favorite questions, because the answers that we got that were, I mean, folks were absolutely sure these are the right answers. It took 9 yards of fabric to make an antebellum, you know, ball gown, right? So that's one answer we got. The machine gun belts in World War II fighter planes were 9 yards long. And they, you know, I went through the whole 9 yards was what a pilot would have said after participating in a battle. Some people said it was a football, you know, American football reference, 9 yards. So that's one of my favorite all-time questions that I'm not, you know, sure we ever really got an answer. So call us with your favorite question or with your favorite answer or with a new question or answer at 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Ann in Weatherford. Hello, Ann.
Hey, hi.
Hey there.
Thanks for the show.
Sure.
I have an answer for the guy who was concerned about his lucid dreaming. There's an excellent book by Patricia Garfield called Creative Dreaming. Mm-hmm. That really gets to the nub of this issue, whether you can be conscious while in the dream state. I won't try to analyze what's going on.
Okay.
The question I have is, how is it that our voter registration cards do not qualify us, doesn't qualify as an ID to vote? Why do they give us these voter registration cards if using it isn't enough to get you into the balloting area?
Right. Well, the voter ID law, and I can't remember exactly when it was passed, but it was put into effect after a Supreme Court decision last year on the Voting Rights Act, and so we've been needing photo identification to vote in Texas since then. So that was since last fall, I believe. Now there's a judge has actually declared the law unconstitutional. That made news in the last day or so.
That's what prompted my thinking about it.
Yeah.
So I carry my voter registration card around in my billfold, and I don't know what good it is.
Right. Well, I think you need it, too. I mean, in the past, you didn't have to have your voter registration card if you had an ID, and then they could find you as a registered voter in the rolls when you voted. But now, and I'm not sure what's going to happen with this election, and I'm sure we're going to learn more about it as we get closer to November. But now, at least until this court decision or this court decision in the last day or so, you needed both. You needed a photo ID where your name matched exactly the name on your voter registration card. So, you know, there's a lot of political discussion about what it's all about, and I'll leave that to the politicians and people in the public. But that's where it stands right now, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of reporting about this issue as we get closer to November.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Ann. And, you know, you'll be able to hear some of that right here on KERA. Thanks to your contributions at 888-694-6931 or online at KERA.org. Great news. We actually heard from someone with a new Friends membership. Thank you very, very much for your annual $1,500 or more contribution. That leaves us with $2,435 left to raise. $2,435 left to raise by 2 o'clock. We can do this now for sure. I'm really confident. I have every confidence that with your support right now at 888-694-6931, we can make this challenge by 2 o'clock and receive this additional $1,500 from Ann McGee Cooper and Associates. They're challenging you to support the station you love. It's really, you can do it at any level. You can give $10. You can give $10,000. Most people give about $10 a month. Most people give about $10 a month to KERA. That's about the average gift. Works out to $120 a year. But you can do it as a sustaining member. And that $10 sustaining membership is very easy for you to budget. You can do that on the phone at 888-694-6931. You can do it on the web at kera.org. When you do it to the tune of a total of $10,000 during the show today, Ann McGee Cooper and Associates will give you, your station, the one that I'm talking to you on right now, KERA, an additional $1,500. So we really want to make that goal. $2,435 left to raise. We've got 22 minutes to do it. Call now, 888-694-6931, or go to katyari.org and give there. We're also giving away the Studio Movie Grill movie pass, and this is an unlimited annual pass for two to Studio Movie Grill. 1 year, two people, unlimited movies. We'll talk about this a little bit more in the next segment of the show. We're going to take a break here in a couple of minutes. But this is a pretty great deal. You get a year for you and a friend to see as many movies as you possibly can. You can really break in a seat at the Studio Movie Grill. Everyone will recognize you when you walk through the doors of the Studio Movie Grill. You can go all day on the weekends. You can go every single night. You can see the first showing every day. You can be the first showing guy for a whole year, or first showing gal. Somebody's going to win this, and you're automatically entered when you call 888-694-6931 or when you contribute at kera.org. I want to thank Rima and Taras Dudar very much for your contribution. Also, thanks to Joy Oslup in Denton. Maybe it's a Swallop in Denton. Thank you very much, Joy. Really appreciate your contribution. Thanks also to Jessica Ashton. Jessica and Ashton Lawson. Thank you very much, Jessica and Ashton in Arlington. We're down to $2,435 left to go. Hey, a couple of Friends memberships, $1,500 for the year, $125 annual membership. You know, Tom Goldman, the NPR sports correspondent, is going to be in town in a little while, and we're going to have some Friends events around that. You could go to those with your $125 a month or $1,500 annual gift. And hey, if you've been a friend of the station and you joined in the fall, it's time for you to renew that membership. And why not take care of it now and help us bring in an additional $1,500 by making this goal? If it's time for you to renew your Friends membership, please do it right now. Call 888-694-6931 or go to kera.org. $2,100 left to raise. That's all that's left to raise. We've got 20 minutes to do it. Please call 888-694-6931 or go to kera.org and contribute there. We'll be back in 2 minutes. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA. Last segment of our special two-hour fundraising show for the fall membership campaign. I'm Jeff Whittington. You can call us at 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org. You can tweet me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Hey, our goal is to get this thing wrapped up first part of next week. That's the overall plan, right? Our plan is to end the drive early next week. Our real goal is just you. That's it. That is the whole goal, my friend. Your call, your participation, your contribution in any amount. If everyone gave to KERA that should give, that can afford to give, if everyone who listens supported the station, if everyone who used the service was required to support it, well, we'd be the BBC, or we'd be the Canadian, the CBC, right? But we don't do it that way. Our editorial is independent of any government entity. We do get a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which gets funding from the federal government. But that's why you're able to see really important programs like Nova and, important shows like Frontline. And you're able to hear important news programming like Morning Edition and All Things Considered. And it's really very, very little. It's a small percentage of KERA's budget. The largest percentage, over half of the budget at this station, comes directly from your contributions. And, you know, it's a voluntary thing and it works. So it's not broken, right? But the disconnect is that maybe you listen and you don't give, or maybe you've listened for a long time and you've always said, I'll get around to it. I'll get around to it. Well, get around to it today, please. Call 888-694-6931. Go online to kera.org. Make a contribution today because you use the service, because you listen to the station, and because you enjoy this show, and because we have this challenge. We're going to get an update in a minute on where we are. Amagi Cooper and Associates has challenged you today during a special two-hour Anything show to give $10,000 total during the show. We're looking to raise $10,000 during the show today, and Amagi Cooper and Associates, want to thank them again for the challenge. We'll give an extra $1,500 when we make it. So your call right now to 888-694-6931. Your online contribution at kera.org will help us get there. Want to thank Todd and Elizabeth Howard in Dallas. Todd, Elizabeth, thank you very much. Thanks to Makini Shakur in Grand Prairie. Thank you, Makini. And Jan and Richard Doherty in Dallas. Jan, Richard, thank you so much. Jan Doherty, I miss Jan Doherty. Jan was a longtime volunteer, answered phones for the Glenn Mitchell Show. And it's great to hear from you all. Thank you very much to everybody for supporting the station today and for supporting the show. And Jan, Richard, thank you very, very much. And don't forget, your donation gets you automatically entered to win this unlimited annual pass for two to Studio Movie Grill. 1 year, two people, unlimited movies. Back to the phones now at 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Kim in Fort Worth. Hey, Kim.
Hi.
Hey there.
I had an answer for the guy who was having dreams that he was not sure whether they were a dream or reality.
Uh-huh.
I've had these dreams for about 25 years, and I never knew what they were until I saw an Oprah show probably 10 years ago, and they're actually called night terrors, and because they're usually, you know, some sort of dream that incites fear, but they're usually caused by the expert in the show about overtiredness. And so I have paid attention to my dreams since then, and it is usually when I'm extra fatigued and not getting enough sleep. Again, I have the multi-layer ones where it's a dream within a dream within a dream. You know, you're never sure when it's reality or the dream. So I was just going to offer that up.
Okay. Kim, thanks so much.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Up next is Sam in Fort Worth. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
I heard you asking about the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
I am an engineer of sorts here in Fort Worth, and I had used to work in New York. And we used to have a little thing for a phrase for the day. So we were kicking around the office, and I was in the mechanical department. And this guy, Quag, heard me asking about the whole nine yards. And he said, oh, that's easy. That I used to drive dump trucks. And he said the old dump trucks were 9 yards.
Wow.
So when they wanted the whole 9 yards, that's where it came from. And I heard a couple other folks in the construction business tell me the same kind of thing, that, yeah, well, the old trucks were 9 yards. Of course, they're a lot bigger these days. But
well,
that's what I heard.
Sam, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's see. Leonard Narlington says, in the QPB Encyclopedia of Word and Phrase Origins by Robert Hendrickson, which he says I consider a well-researched authoritative source, the whole nine yards did not arise in the garment business, but among construction workers, the 9 yards referring to the maximum capacity of a cement mixer truck, 9 cubic yards of cement. We may have actually answered a question that's been out there for, oh, at least 10 years, right? Wow. And Paul emailed us at anything@kera.org about the photo ID question. He says, prior to the passage of SB 14, the voter registration card was enough to vote in person. If you didn't have the card, a large variety of forms of ID also allowed you to vote. SB 14 required that you present one of 7 specific government-issued IDs, the Texas driver's license, the Texas concealed carry permit, your U.S. passport, etc., all of which contained a photo, and that was all that's required. It was never the case that both the voter registration card and another form of ID would be required to vote. So I stand corrected there, Paul. He says the decision by a federal judge yesterday ruled the requirements now are those that were in place just prior to the passage of SB 14. But Paul says appeals of that decision are likely and could change things yet again. So there you go. Thanks very much, Paul, for setting us straight on that. We got, according to Away with Words, on KERA, Madonna in Plano says a sailing ship's main sail is made of 9 yards of canvas. So unfurling the whole sail put the whole 9 yards into play. Well, Madonna, that's a good answer too. Let's get one on this from Brant in Cedar Hill. Hey, Brant.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
So I've been hearing a lot of whole nine yard answers. Yeah. Now I'm a little timid about what I said. No, I just said, all growing up, I was always told that that term referred to, that it came from Scotland, referring to the full length of a kilt when it's all rolled out.
Hmm.
It's 9 yards long. So that was my take on it, but it definitely could go either way.
Well, it's a great answer. It's important to keep in mind that would be 27 feet of material.
Yeah.
but hey, you know, it's that's one of the answers. So thanks for calling, Brant.
Not a problem.
I am liking the cement mixer and dump truck answer, because that sounds like something that that one rings to me a little bit. And although I'm certainly not the boss of the answer of everything, I've been doing the show for long enough that I get a feeling, right? But I'm not the boss of it all. Hey, you might be wondering where we are on the challenge. And I have been informed that we made the challenge. Thank you so much for making your contribution. And as a matter of fact, we've gone over a little bit. Now, listen, because we made the challenge, and this might be why I'm just now getting this news, the idea isn't that you don't have to call, right? Because we've got eight more minutes of show here. And you can actually do your part right now, and the drive is over for you. That's the other big secret, by the way. Our goal may be just your participation. But what you who have not given do not yet realize is that the drive ends when you call 888-694-6931. The drive ends. For whom does the drive end? The drive ends for you, my friend, when you go online to kera.org and make your contribution. It's going to sound different. Yes, we're still going to be fundraising for a few more days. Okay, and we're going to do it again in the winter. We're going to do it again in the spring. You can set the clock, right? Because that's how we raise the money here. And there is nothing wrong with that, because it puts it back to you. You know, we don't owe anybody anything, but we owe you hard work, diligent news gathering, accuracy. We owe you an ethical, a non-biased, fair approach to the news. We owe you everything. You're the ones we work for. And that's why it's really fine, and actually quite important, that we turn the funding over to you. You know, you can call and talk to me and say, hey, I take issue with that. And because we serve you, because this station serves you, those are the people that we want to hear from. And then a couple of times a year, we want to hear from you with some dollars at 888-694-6931. And, you know, really, seriously, it's going to sound different once you make your contribution, because I'm not going to be talking to you anymore. I'm going to be talking for you and representing you to all the people who haven't given. Your friends, your neighbors, strangers, your coworkers, the person in the car next to you who's listening but has not yet given. And you, you're good for a year. 888-694-6931. Online at kera.org. Thank you so much to Jeffrey Fontana and McKinney. Jeffrey, really appreciate your support. Also want to thank Eric and Tara Elwanger and Allen. Thank you so much, Eric and Tara. And also Barbara and Clifford Miercourt in Dallas. Thank you so much to Kurt Pfeiffer in Frisco and Elizabeth Hitson in Rockwall and Fred Holland in Dallas. Barbara Boffman in Richardson. Maybe it's Bachman. Thank you so much, Barbara. Really appreciate that. Susan Ellis in Carrollton. Thanks to Donald Maison in Dallas. Really appreciate all of you who have called 888-694-6931. Appreciate all of you who have gone online to kera.org. The big headline is we want to thank Ann McGee Cooper and Associates for making this $1,500 challenge. We're going to actually be able to pick up this extra $1,500 and put it to work for you. From Ann McGee Cooper and Associates, because we did make the $10,000 goal. However, when you give right now, even though we've made the goal, you're still entered to win this exclusive to KERA, not available for purchase, unlimited annual pass for two people to Studio Movie Grill. This is 1 year, two people, unlimited movies. This is a really pretty cool deal. I mean, I want to know, whoever wins this, I want you, I'm gonna give you my phone numbers. I want you to text me when you go to the movies. I think Steven Becker wants to know too. Steven is, you know, not only has he produced this show and the Think Show, but he's half of the big screen team here, and he's the movie guy here in the business. And I know that he saw this and went, wow, that's a pretty cool deal. Because they're still making movies, man. They're making movies all the time, and you can go see them if you win. 888-694-6931, online at kera.org. I misspoke earlier when I said we had a patient caller of the week award. It actually goes to Mike in Fort Worth. Mike, we got a couple of minutes, and I know you have an answer you want to share.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Hi there. I had an answer for, a theory for the person who's having the lucid dreaming.
Okay.
And I've been a paranormal investigator for over 25 years all over the U.S., and I've dealt a lot with these types of situations. And though there's other thoughts and that it's your body telling you something or some kind of a rough time in your life, it could also be the possibility that there could actually be a presence there on the property. And I'm not trying to scare anybody, but I think it would probably be a good idea for that person to possibly call in a scientifically based paranormal group to at least cover that base to try to see if there really is something going on there, or just to try to make sure that there isn't. So at least that would help give a partial answer.
And this is our listener who's dreaming that someone's standing next to their bed, and they're not sure if it's real or not.
Right.
And it feels like a lucid dream. Does this sound like a story that you've heard before as an investigator?
Yes.
This kind of thing?
Yeah. As a matter of fact. Yeah, okay. I've heard this many times, and it has a lot of the time to be related to something being there on the property. And at times it's either been a relative trying to communicate with a person, or it can be something else completely altogether.
Okay. Well, hey, Mike, it's a great suggestion.
Yeah, I figured that would probably be pretty helpful at least. There's my group. There's several groups around the Texas area, I would say, to go with one that's been around for a while that knows what they're doing, and that could probably help out.
Well, Mike, I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll get your contact info off the air, and thanks for calling.
Sure, you're welcome. Right.
Hold on, and we'll be right back with you there. And let's see, let's get one more in real quick here. We have a couple of minutes here in the membership format. And actually, Michael and Wiley, are you there, Michael?
Yes, I am.
You win. You now win the Patient Caller of the Week Award.
I have a buckle. It's over 20 years old. My dad won. And it's sterling with gold and, you know, figures all over it. I want his name engraved on it to match the engraving on the buckle. It has to be hand engraved. And I've looked everywhere, and I guess people don't do that anymore. It's done by machines.
So this is like a trophy belt buckle that has that people win in a rodeo and stuff like that, right?
Right. Yeah. He's Hall of Fame rodeo cowboy. Okay. It's one of his buckles, and I want his name on it.
Well, I'm sure there's got to be somewhere around here where you can have hand engraving done. We'll see if we can get an answer for you. It's not going to happen today, but, you know, tune in next Friday at noon, and maybe we'll have an answer for you.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
I appreciate that. Bye-bye.
Thanks to all of you who have called in today for the show. Really, really appreciate that on this special two-hour show. Thanks to everybody who has contributed here at the station. Anything you ever wanted to know, as you know, probably, if you listen every week around this time, is produced by Stephen Becker. Thanks, Stephen. Engineered by Shelley Canavy. Thank you, Shelley. And today on the phones, Lindsay Connect, our associate producer, answered phones today. Thank you very much, Lindsay. Really appreciate that. And of course, email your questions and answers, comments, and suggestions to anything at kera.org. Or tweet me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. You can find me there and reach out that way as well. Want to thank especially Amagi Cooper and Associates for this challenge. I want to thank everybody who called 888-694-6931, everybody who contributed at kera.org. You know what? This radio station only succeeds when you get involved.